This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Senate has passed a $1.2 trillion funding package. The vote early this morning will likely end the threat of a partial government shutdown. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, senators approved the measure after a midnight deadline and after turning away a series of Republican-backed amendments.
The House passed the $1.2 trillion six-bill package Friday. Action on a regular funding package was more than 6 months overdue, with the current budget cycle having begun last October. Shortly before midnight in Washington, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a vote would take place, after Republicans said Democrats had initially rejected their request for votes on a string of amendments on border security and other conservative priorities.
NPR's Dave Mistich. Following the bill's passage, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene initiated an effort to oust Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. President Biden is expected to sign the bill, which will cover government operations until the fall. A manhunt is underway by Russia's security forces as they search for the perpetrators of Friday's mass shooting at a crowded concert hall on the outskirts of Moscow. According to latest figures, the death toll is at least 93. More than 140 others were injured, the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
This was the deadliest attack in Russia for nearly 20 years. At least 60 people were killed in the bloodbath at Crocus City Hall, a prominent concert venue near Moscow. At the scene of the mass shooting, investigators worked through the night to gather evidence, including abandoned weapons and ammunition left by the gunman. As for the attackers, Russian officials have said very little about who they were or where they are. A branch of the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Moscow has yet to comment on that claim.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. Messages of sadness and support are flowing into London after the Princess of Wales announced that she is undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. The news came in a video released by Kensington Palace last night, and it's expected to quash all the speculation that had been swirling around Kate's whereabouts. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles is, quote, so proud of Catherine for her courage in speaking as she did, referring to how she's revealed her diagnosis herself in a video. The king and Kate are both undergoing cancer treatment. Palace officials haven't said what type or stage for either of them, but they spent time at the same London hospital. Messages of support have also come in from the White House, 10 Downing Street, and from California. Kate's brother law, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, say they wish, quote, health and healing for Kate and the family and hope they're able to do so privately and in peace. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. U.S. Central Command says military forces late yesterday engaged and destroyed four unmanned aerial vehicles on Houthi-controlled parts of Yemen. The Pentagon says the action was undertaken in self-defense after Iranian-backed Houthi terrorists fired four anti-ship ballistic missiles toward the Red Sea. No damages or injuries were reported by the U.S., the coalition, or commercial ships. A year-long search for a new police chief for Oakland, California is over, says Mayor Sheng Tao. Juan Carlos Lara of member station KQED in San Francisco reports.
Oakland has been without a permanent police chief since Tao fired the former chief in February 2023 amid allegations that he mishandled two officer misconduct cases. Now, Tao has announced that Floyd Mitchell, the former police chief of Lubbock and Temple, Texas, will fill the role.
I know that he's a strong leader, and I know that he's a smart crime fighter who delivers results. And I've seen those results from the different cities that he's actually been chief in previously.
Tao says Mitchell is set to start in late April or early May, but will meet with community leaders and police officers next week. For NPR News, I'm Juan Carlos Lara in San Francisco.
A formal investigation is underway into illegal gambling and theft charges involving Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter Ippei Mizuhara. Mizuhara was fired Wednesday following reports from the LA Times and ESPN about alleged ties to illegal gambling. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.